This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crazy people and crazy stories in the world. We get a focus on all of it. The DJ V Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden here as we work our way through Monday, the 11th of September. The obvious, I don't know, I've said this before, and I think I said it last year and the year before. It gets to a point where I don't want to see any more video of what happened on September 11th. I just don't want to see it. And I don't much want to talk about it because there's nothing that you can really do or say, but I'm not in New York. I'm outside of Boston. Victoria is in New York. And there were, I'm sure this past weekend, like there always are, even though you're not in the city always on the weekend, but you've seen people walking around taking pictures and going down to that area of Manhattan, where now there is a hole in the, well, new building. There was also a big hole in the ground.
Well, it's the big memorial now. Police, but I have no interest in going to that.
No, yeah.
I just don't.
The police have their cars down there on patrol all the time. 16 years ago. Where were you 16 years ago on this day? What I come to is the personal side of this. I happen to know the pilot of American 11, who was the pilot that morning. In that 767-200 that took off from Boston at 8 o'clock and headed to Los Angeles. And he didn't make it in the cockpit. According to how you sort of they dig through the information, he was probably dead 15, 20 minutes into the flight when those guys grabbed the controls and the plane crashed into the tower 40 minutes after it took off for Los Angeles. United plane took off about 5 minutes later, as they do. They duplicate the schedules. United and American both fly, and they're scheduled about the same time for most all the destinations. So that, we all know what happened. That one, American 11 went into one tower, and United plane went into the other tower. Well, I think about his name is Oganowski. He was a farmer. He was very involved in the agricultural community. We knew him, all of us who were farmers in Massachusetts, knew him well. He was a thick, stocky Polish guy, tough as nails, crew cut. I can see the guy now. He's mid-50s, I'm going to guess, maybe 56, 57 at the time. Family still carried, the farm still there and still operating. He was the epitome of what you would think of when you think of a tall, stocky guy who's a farmer. And Air Force veteran, American hires mostly all Air Force veterans to fly, to, always has, to fly its planes. So anyway, that's what I think of. When I think of that day and that circumstance, then you think about the pictures of towers coming down, and every once in a while I think about Dick Cheney and the rumors from the conspiratorialists that there were dynamite sticks at the bottom of all those buildings. And
I don't know. There's some conspiracy theories that are insane.
Yeah. Well, but I don't, you know, sometimes insane conspiracy theories turn out to have some impact. The catastrophe, though, that was that day and what has followed us in our country, this is a dreaded date for many of us if you're in the psychology business, especially the shrink business in New York City, people that are connected to families. It's just one of those things that, what do you say? I've said as much as I kind of want to. It creates so much drama. I don't know, Victoria, you're welcome as a New Yorker to add your 2 cents worth to this.
You know, it's funny you bring this up because we were driving back into the city last night, and from pretty much as soon as you can see any part of the New York skyline coming from New Jersey, you could see...
See the big, the buildings, you, that you, tall building that's replaced it.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's separate. But you, coming from the New Jersey Turnpike, before you can see the city skyline, yeah. you could see the two lights that they have that oh. projected up into the sky last night. Yeah. So they do it the night before, and yeah. it's these two blue lights that mimic the, you know, where the towers once stood.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. I had a weird thought last night. I said to Lewis, my husband, I said, you know, isn't it time that we just move on? And I just, I had that feeling of, yes, we should never yep. forget. But I don't know. As a New Yorker, I live here every day. All New Yorkers are resilient. It's been 16 years. I don't know. I just felt like, do we need to keep doing this now? Isn't this more of a reminder of the negative that happened rather than the positive, which is that we rallied together, we moved on, we rebuilt? I don't know. It was the first time since 9/11 that I had that feeling last night, seeing those two lights, and I just thought, you know, I don't know. I think it's time to stop this now. I think it's time to just quietly remember things. The memorial is already yep. there. Thousands yep. and thousands of tourists have visited. But
oh, it's a magnet for people from all over the world.
But I just had that feeling of, I think it might be time.
Yep. There's now more police presence there, but there's more police presence everywhere. Think about what that's done that day 16 years ago has done to our lives. The TSA and that whole
everything has changed.
Theater of foolishness that goes on in the name yep. of protecting and so many other things that happen or do happen to us.
Meeting people at the gate or not meeting people at the gate. I mean,
yeah.
every single thing is now categorized as, was that pre-9/11 or post-9/11?
Yeah.
Everything in terms of travel and security.
A police officer, there are 38,000 police officers in New York City. What do you think those who get sworn in every, whatever, they put a couple thousand new ones a year in, when they're sworn in, what do you think they think about what their duties would be in New York City? And is New York the ideal target still, or is there some other place that, I mean, you look at Europe and what's happened there in the last couple, 3 or 4 years, the
yeah.
targets have all been sort of cities.
I don't know. I mean, as a New Yorker, like I said, New Yorkers are resilient. If people want to continue to make New York a target, I think we're just going to prove time and time again, you cannot keep us down. No matter what happens, we are going to bounce back, and that's it. You cannot kill the spirit of New York. You just can't. I would suggest they pick a different city. That's how I would say it.
Go somewhere else.
Yep.
All right. So I think that's it. Richie, your thoughts, if you have them. Washington. Remember, we were on the air.
Right here.
Do you remember that when we were on the air and the plane went into the Pentagon?
I was just listening to that audio the other day. I had to edit some of that audio because the president of the network is doing a thing at a memorial event here in Washington D.C.
Yeah.
And he wanted to play a few minutes of that audio, so I had to sit there for a couple of hours and just kind of pick through it and see what would make the best couple of
you
minutes.
You mean what we were doing on the air?
We realized, oh my goodness, a plane hit the World Trade Center. Oh my goodness, another plane. Oh wait a minute, what's going on here?
What's going on here?
And then we were talking to another host here who was on 395 in Washington. And watched the mm-hmm. third plane hit.
So you have all that audio of me and Roberta, and is that what you used? And
yeah.
What's his face?
I will tell you, once you listen to that for a few hours again, your day is just toast.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean. Everything at this point conjures negative things. And then that fear and that pit in your stomach and all that stuff just comes back and those images.
And to what avail?
And I even posted on Facebook, I refuse to air this again.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, never forget. And I'm like, how are you going to forget?
Yeah.
You can't.
You know, you're not going to forget, but I don't need to be reminded of what it felt like that day all morning long, looking at the news, talking about it, sitting here reading news bulletins that were coming in about this and that, and oh my goodness, there's a fire at the old executive building next to the White House. Oh, there's a missing plane in the sky somewhere over Pennsylvania. Oh, there's reports now, and a lot of the stuff was false, but reports now of a fire on the Capitol. And
that was the beginning of fake news.
I was just thinking that, Doug.
There was so much just stuff. It was just.
All right, enough already. It's bad enough we have to go dig around a Hurricane Irma.
Out of that, like Victoria said, was the great news. We all came together. We were all
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at catastrophes like these hurricanes that we're watching,
yep.
and look at all the good that comes out of
the
people.
The best in a lot of people.
It really does. So, I mean, sometimes it takes something like this for all of us to just stand up and go.
We need to sober up a little bit as to what's going on in our country and in the world. As I said, you know, you're talking about the earthquakes, the fires here, and we tend to think it's only here, but the fires have gone on everywhere, all over the world. Weird stuff happening. All right, so thank you for that focus and to put it into proper perspective. 16 past the hour. Here's something that really needs to be put into proper perspective. The rest that you get. How about, you know, I was looking at this this study. God bless you, Victoria. You come up with the right things at the right time.
Uh-oh.
There's a recent study of 43 couples at Ohio State showing that relationship issues are amplified when you don't get a good night's sleep. The study explores how marital interactions influence a person's health. Every single couple in this study had experienced some kind of routine marital conflict because they didn't get enough good sleep. Managing money, spending time together, in-laws, all the things that people argue about are they become magnified when you don't have a good night's sleep. And the marital spats are ongoing among couples when they are not hostile, negative, you know, attitudes towards one another, are all because they don't get enough sleep, not getting enough sleep. When people have slept less, it's like looking into the world through dark glasses, and the moods are poor. You want to get the hook for the other party. You're grumpy. It's just, I guess it is what, I don't think there's anything startling here.
I think this is probably something that for generations, haven't you heard people say, oh, just sleep on it? I think that that's where this comes from. Everybody knows you need more sleep.
Give it a
you
day.
Make better decisions.
Yep.
You take emotion out of it. Yeah, it's true.
Couples with more than 7 hours a night average still argue, but the tone is quite different to their arguments. So
I could see that, yeah.
Now, with that in your head, in your bonnet, it's time for me to remind you about the MyPillow special deal. 4 pillows, 2 premium, 2 travel pillows, 50% off. MyPillow.com. Is there anybody in the universe who doesn't know at this point in time about MyPillows? Richie, you've got a couple of them from before. Now, the thing is that every year you're supposed to change your pillows because of the nasty stuff that gets into them that you can't get out of them, even if you wash them. Those mites that crawl around, you can't see them. They get into your nose and your eyes and your mouth and your ears, and they love your pillow. One of the good things about my pillow is you're going to wash it, but even after a while, it needs to be replaced. So time to have that on your mind. Let's go for it. Go online to MyPillow.com. The promo code is DJV for those 2 premium pillows, the 2 travel pillows at 50% off. 4-pack, 50% off. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. If you don't like them, you'll send them back, get your money back. You're not going to send them back. You're going to keep them because you love them. MyPillow.com for the special deal, promo code DJV.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom, try the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, by your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, built for commercial use and now available for the home, are designed to last over 10,400 cycles or 25 years. But if...
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good morning.
Yeah. Wake up, rise and shine. Johnny Lang is here. New Music Monday with a focus on 3 new tunes. This is a new one from Johnny Lang called Snakes, from a new album called Signs, his first new album in 4 years. So who's got the HQ on this guy? I don't know that much about him. I remember him vaguely.
Johnny Lang is one of the couple of Stevie Ray Vaughan prodigy type kids that come out.
Yeah.
Has been a force since he was 16 years old. I remember seeing him at Planet Hollywood in Washington, D.C. when he was 16.
Really?
And blew me away. So he and Kenny Wayne Shepherd kind of grew up listening to Stevie Ray Vaughan, and like thousands of other guitar players out there, millions of other guitar players who grew up listening and were affected by Stevie Ray Vaughan. He's one of the two to make it really big.
Yeah.
And starting at 16 with Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
So what is he, about 30, mid-30s now?
Mid-30s now.
Yeah.
I think. Good stuff.
He's cut himself a swath. There's no question about that. And made a success.
You will remember him, Doug, from the Blues Brothers 2000 movie.
Yeah.
Really?
Where he did 8674-5309. And he was the guitar player in the shop where all the women were answering the phone for the dirty phone talk thing. And he was great. great.
All right. So that's element number one in our new music approach. Mondays and new music, 3 songs that Victoria has selected. That was for Richie. Let's see what we find for me. This is new from you, too. You are the best thing about me. I like the sentiment. You're the best thing about me. What a great sentiment. Isn't that a great line? Say that to Lou, Victoria.
I could.
Yeah, Richie, you can say it to Janet.
Oh, there's no doubt.
You are the best thing about me. It's an upcoming album called Songs of Experience. Second part from Songs of Innocence, actually. Songs of Experience. And the song's called The Best Thing About Me.
You know what I like about this?
What?
It's you, too.
Why don't you
It's not them trying to reinvent themselves again. Ed is playing guitar like he does so well, kind of with that jangly rhythm type thing.
Yeah.
And Bono's voice sounds good.
And Larry Mullen, Adam, they're being themselves.
Yeah. It's good.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
They're not trying to do disco.
No. What's wrong with disco?
Well, when YouTube does it.
The virus and bring them out.
When YouTube does it, not so good.
All right. Greg Allman has a new tune, even though he's not with us any longer. It's from his last album before he died called Southern Blood. The tune's called Love Like Kerosene. We didn't mean that it's pure or hot or whatever you get on.
Yeah, I like this.
Good. Yeah.
Thank you, Victoria.
It doesn't sound like the Allman Brothers.
There's three new albums from me that I will download today and listen to.
Yeah, Johnny Lang, U2, and Greg Allman. I don't know about this one. I don't know. I like the old Allman Brothers Band stuff. The piano's good, though. Crank this up, Richie. I want to hear this. What instrument? Almost plays guitar, right?
Nope.
No,
that's him on the piano.
Is
right
that
there.
Him on the piano?
Yep.
Yeah. He normally plays the Hammond B3 when he's with the Almonds, but that's him on piano, which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't hear him just playing straight piano that much.
Right.
Yeah.
And
well,
this is his farewell to his friends. He knew he was dying, and this is to fans, and yeah.
Yeah. Love my Kerosene. Kerosene, as I say, three things. It could either be hot, it'd be smelly. Right? Yeah, never mind. Enough.
Explosive. How about that?
Yes, explosive. Very cool. New Music Monday at 28 past the hour.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
I'm Dr. Seth Baum, and this is A Healthier You. We have a major problem in our healthcare system. Doctors like myself face increasing restrictions on our ability to deliver the best healthcare. Say your doctor prescribed the best medicine for your condition. Will you get it? Possibly not. And you and your doctor will have to go through hoops to gain access to that medicine. Even then, the insurer may deny you the drug, relying on economic studies that say the drug isn't worth the cost. But the best judge of which medicine you should get is your doctor. And these decisions should be made between the doctor and the patient, not by bureaucrats focused on cost. Insurance should be there to take the worry out of healthcare, not to create worries by second-guessing doctors and blocking patients from getting the best medications. For more details, go to Facebook.com/BetterHealthcarePolicy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Four at the hour now, Monday, September 11th. Hurricane Irma weakening, Category 1 storm now. A lot of people still focused on this because there are 3-4 million people who don't have any power. You may have heard our conversation with John Harper earlier today, who runs WMEL, our station that basically covers all of the eastern coast of Florida. And they're off, as are most other stations. It's tough, man. It's a tough place. And the storms, although I think now it looks like most of the other stuff that's there and kind of brewing is going to peter out and not be a big deal. So what do? You still feel like you want to do something. You have to do something. Rich McFadden is here and Victoria Keelan to look at with me some of the options. I don't like to define a conversation by what not to do or what's negative, but I can underscore with some accuracy, because I'm not the only one who feels as strongly as I do about the Red Cross. I saw something, a fellow that writes for the Associated Press named Jonathan Katz, urging readers this weekend to stop sending money to the Red Cross. Millions of people have done it. You send a text, you give 10 bucks, 20 bucks, whatever. You think you're doing something good, but you're not. You're wasting your money. And that's as good as I can say about it. Are there things the Red Cross does that are good? Yeah. But you can argue that most of the time, Richie, you've had this direct experience, as have I. I've forgotten whether, Victoria, you have give money to the Red Cross and they prove not equal to the task of handling disaster relief.
I have in the past given money, but I've learned so much that, you know, there's no accountability, there's no transparency where your money goes.
Your money goes into a huge pot and you have no idea whether, and that was my thing.
Yeah.
Is I gave to the tsunami. And a couple of other, and then upon further investigation, or they do a press release where your money may not be going to what you're giving to.
Yeah.
And so I gave to the tsunami, and you know, nothing.
As I read this article, this problem is this guy Katz sees it, is the Red Cross is dysfunctional. They excel at raising money, but they don't prove, there's no evidence that it spends it well or meaningfully. They just have a huge, as Richie said.
But here's the thing, Doug.
Huge amounts of money.
They have massive amounts. It's the Catholic Church.
$3 billion a year they take.
Right. But here's the thing. We're seeing two massive storms hit our country, all right? So you got whole Texas and Louisiana Panhandle and the
Florida.
Gulf Coast, and then Florida hit. Who else is big enough to go in there and provide support?
Mm.
There isn't anybody.
No.
FEMA and the Red Cross. That's it.
Well,
so when you have something to this extent, almost they've got to be a part of the
fix. Well, but the problem is you don't know. They refuse to open their books. They're private. The public doesn't know where the money goes. They raise $3 billion a year, but they don't produce any breakdown of what they do after these major disasters. And you know, as you just said, it's limited what they can do. They're not a development organization. They don't rebuild schools. They don't rebuild infrastructure. They provide short-term relief, cots, for example, blankets, food, hygiene kits, that sort of stuff. And it's important.
And that's very important.
The enormous sums of money that they collect, no. And that's the scam.
Well,
it's like they're visible. Right. They're there with all these things. But they don't spend anywhere. They spend on average of 10% of what they take in for something like this. They'll spend $300-400 million and call it a day. So, okay, they've got $3 billion they've raised. What are they doing with the money? Where does they
spend
the
investment go?
No, I know, but I mean the salaries for these supposed nonprofits are insane.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a problem. I don't have a problem with that. When you're running something as big as the Red Cross, the United Way, Salvation Army, Catholic Charities, whatever it is, you're not volunteering. It's a job. And you could go get a job out in the public sector making big money. You need to be able to pay your staff what they're worth, because otherwise you aren't going to be able to run that organization.
Right, so, but there are organizations that are a lot smaller than that, and the salaries are so inflated.
Yeah.
Well, it should be comparable to what it would be if you were in the public sector.
It's questioning whether or not you make a difference. Do they make a difference? Do they change the world? With the kind of dough they have, they ought to, but they don't. They do regular stuff in a regular way that's easy to do, cots, food, blankets, that kind of stuff. But are they going to make a difference in how Texas shapes itself going into the future? Not a bit. Are they going to make a difference in what happens in the real world of Florida? Not a bit. They're good at advertising. They're good at fundraising. They're good at handing out blankets. They're good at getting their logo everywhere.
Collecting blood.
Yeah, they're good at collecting blood.
Right. And that's the thing.
There's value there. Come on. Yeah, there's value.
It's just,
what are you doing with the money, though?
But you know what? Beyonce over the weekend fed 400 people. She was there on a food line from her own charity.
JJ Watt.
JJ Watt, 20 million
$30 million.
$30 million, wow.
Yeah.
But then now you got to look at, there's a guy that was nuts. There's a guy who thought he was going to come up with $1 million.
He was hoping for that, yeah.
Now he's got $30 million. How do you manage that $30 million and send it out? What is he? And people are going to put him under a microscope now, and I'm sure somebody's going to come and blame J.J. Watt for mismanaging the money that he raised.
So they collect money, take a 9% cut, and then they not only make themselves visible in these simplistic ways, but they dole out a lot of money to other organizations. But again, it's the 9% cut is what bothers some people, as Victoria's just saying. But there isn't an obvious, that's the problem here is there's no obvious alternative that's big.
Well, United Way and Salvation Army are two.
Salvation Army is who I would focus on.
Catholic Charities, they're big.
Yep. Catholic Charities does a lot of good work. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I see this is a problem that they just perpetuate. And because there are very few people who are saying the kind of stuff, it sounds almost un-American for me to say, look at this guy's story and say, don't give to the Red Cross. No, don't give to the Red Cross.
You look at the TV right now, and I'm watching every former president that is living, even old man Bush, up there doing a commercial saying, give to the Red Cross.
Yeah. Yeah. Wrong.
But, you know, this is the first natural disaster in my lifetime where people are questioning the Red Cross. So we're at least moving in the right direction. I've never heard such an outcry, and it's all over social media. Don't give to the Red Cross. Give to all these other places instead. We've done it here on our show. There are so many people who are actually, you know, talking about it.
Maybe
now,
it will force
good.
Some accountability on their part.
Yeah. You'd like to think.
I give to hurricane this or hurricane that or tsunami this or tsunami that. I want my money to go there.
Isn't Haiti still waiting for that check from the Red Cross?
Yeah, that island, man, is that a mess.
That was a long time ago.
This is the worst storm in 50 years. That is Hurricane Irma. We thought that Harvey was the worst storm in 50 years, and then this turns out to be heavier in terms of what the strength of the storm.
Widespread damage.
Yeah, right. 185 miles an hour at one point for 37 straight hours. Do you realize if that, and it moves slow? Can you imagine what happens for 37 hours if you got 185 mile an hour winds blowing around? Nothing's going to be left standing. Nothing. So the last hurricane that was this bad that affected Cuba was 1932. And, I mean, you go back, certainly. Looking at some of the records, I went back. I just Googled this Labor Day storms because it's around Labor Day. This is the worst. The week before Labor Day, the week after Labor Day, for whatever the reason, is the time when the worst hurricanes happen. Katrina happened during this week. Camille, Andrew, and that's what they keep referencing in 1992. I can remember that. I remember being on the air. Matter of fact, I can remember being on with Mr. Biz. You remember Mr. Biz, Richie?
Yeah.
Scheinbaum?
Mark Scheinbaum.
I remember being on the air with him. And let's see, where the heck was I in 1992? I'm trying to remember. Was I still in Cincinnati? I don't remember. Yeah, I think I was. I think it was my last year. But he had been on with me. So I was in my job before Cincinnati was in Palm Beach. And so that's where I got to know him. So he used to do my business reports for this program. Actually, because this program started in 1988. So, the worst storm in recorded history, 1886, Hurricane Indianola. It's all relative. There's a Category 5, as far back as the records go, but there was no infrastructure. Can you imagine what it would have been like on the planet 200 years ago or 1,000 years ago, whenever what would Jesus have done?
Right.
In terms of having a, what you do with a hurricane.
What did the Indians do in Florida when the hurricanes came?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer to that. I'd like to have a snappy retort, but I don't have one, Richie. 10 days of this thing, oof. This lasted for 10 days. That's a long time for a hurricane to live. The last one that lasted that long was Hurricane Allen in 1980. So,
where did that hit?
Allen,
was that Florida,
Leeward Islands, and down in there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you look at the pictures. And remember what I said earlier about tornadoes, and then John said the same thing? That what happens in the aftermath of these things, especially if it's in humid, hot areas, the tornadoes that these hurricanes throw off, they're more destructive than the hurricane itself because they bear right down.
But so Florida had that too?
Oh, yeah. Richie and I were just talking about where we are time-wise. Yeah, I guess I better give this a moment. As much as I don't want to, but I think it's an important time. This is the moment at which the first plane hit the first tower. It was on this moment 16 years ago at this time that the American Flight 11 that took off from Boston with John Ogunowski as the pilot hit the building. So, you know, hold on to that and think about what horror, what hell those people must have gone through. Yeah. Moment of silence, moment of thought, moment of prayer, moment of meditation. I've done a lot of things on the air over the years, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
That was... I just kept going, too, didn't I? As I remember, I just kept... Yeah. I just stayed on because nobody else could get into the studio. I just kept going.
The host of our the show that followed you was stuck in the traffic at the Pentagon when the plane went there.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. So, it is worth a moment. So, wherever you are now, wherever... It doesn't... It means something through the course of the day, but this moment is the moment in which that makes the most difference. So I'll give you as much time as you want to take. We're relying on my old friend who, when asked, Walter Cronkite, when asked, how do you go from a serious story to something not so serious, he said, a good commercial. 12 before the hour.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
I can remember when gas stations had both self-service and full-service islands, and many drivers enjoyed the full-service choice. Attendants would run out to the car, pump the gas, air up your tires, wash the windshield, and check the oil. When consumers found that self-service resulted in cheaper gas, though, most of us abandoned full-service stations, so today they're a nostalgic thing of the past. But not in New Jersey and Oregon, the two states that legally ban people from pumping their own gas. They claim it's about safety, but years of history in the other 48 states prove otherwise. It's about protecting higher prices, and that is not the government's job. Citizens there should look through the lens of liberty and tell the state it's none of their business how we decide to fill her up.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Music from The Shining.
Very inspiring, huh, Doug?
Yeah.
Gotta get you up.
One of the great cold opening sequences of all time, when Nicholson's driving to the Overlook Hotel in Colorado with a really cool overhead shot by Stanley Kubrick in The Shining. One of the great horror movies of all time, released in 1980.
Yeah. And you're focused on it because?
Well, because Stephen King is hot again with the very successful launch of the movie It into theaters. I have to believe with the success of the box office number of It, every studio executive in Hollywood woke up this morning and said, let's get the rights to remake everything Stephen King has ever done. And I have a feeling there's a good chance that will materialize that way.
All right, so again, box office totals, and figure out what kind of popcorn you had as you went to the movies over the weekend. I did see one movie. It was just okay. Bodyguard thing, Hitman's Bodyguard. So okay. I'll talk about that with Chucker in a moment, too, as we continue here.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
All right, so, Chucker,
yeah,
first order of business here is to go through how the box office was infused by having the movie It added to movie theaters around the country. You went to see it, no doubt.
Yeah, I said on Friday's show that I liked it. I thought it was a very entertaining movie. I gave it an 8.5 out of 10. Didn't find it really scary. I mean, some people might, but it was more a little bit creepy around the edges. But I thought it was a terrific coming of age story, and felt very much like the director had a lot of love for the source material, and almost felt like reading a book. 2 hours and 15 minutes. I thought it was paced really well, and I think for the most part, the studio, which is Warner Brothers, has to be very satisfied with the final product. It did $117 million opening weekend, blew past expectations. 50% of the audience was female, 49% of the audience was male, 10% of the audience was under 18. So some parents
wait
did
a minute.
Take.
Hold on.
Yeah, good.
50% of the audience is
51%
female.
Was female.
Oh, 51%. Okay.
40. What are you questioning my math?
I wanted to know where the other 1% was. Is it transgender?
No,
what are you?
Let me get this right. 51% female, 49% male. Okay. So that is 100%.
That's true, Chucker. I got that on my first day in math. Okay,
but anyway, as I said, 72% of everybody that went to the theater, movies, over the weekend went to see It, which is really good for Warner Brothers, but very bad for the industry, in my opinion. Because, again, it's creating that culture of the huge, heavily marketed blockbuster-type film, and everything underneath it really goes by the wayside.
I was looking around. I did go because I was alone this weekend. I went to see...
Why were you alone?
Because my friend wasn't around. Thanks for asking. So I didn't have...
Are you alone often?
Can we talk for like 90 minutes after the spot?
Yeah, to the movies. Anyway, I went to see Hitman's Bodyguard.
Okay.
I had to go see that alone anyway because she wouldn't have gone to see that. It was a little more violent than it needed to be. Samuel L. Jackson delivers because he plays Samuel L. Jackson. No matter what role he's in, he's him.
Right.
The premise of it actually was fairly interesting. You know, a little too much shoot 'em up. I love movies like that, though, that are shot in Europe. There's something about the European feel to a movie like that that gives
it. Did you like Ryan Reynolds?
Grit. He's okay. I can take him or leave him.
Yeah, me.
Yeah. Nothing.
He's likable.
I wouldn't go to a movie to see him. I would go to a movie to see Sam Jackson, but I wouldn't go to a movie just to see him.
And then number two movie was Home Again, a romantic comedy with Reese Witherspoon. $9 million opening weekend, very so-so. Hitman's Bodyguard plays third, 4.8, $65 million in 4 weeks on a $30 million budget. That's pretty good. The horror film Annabelle Creation was fourth, $4 million, $96 million in 5 weeks. That on a... I believe $9 million budget. That's very good. And Wind River with Jeremy Renner and Elizabeth Olsen plays fifth, 3.2.
I kind of want to see that. I'm intrigued.
I saw it. It's pretty good. I think you'd like it.
As you said. All right, Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here on the DJV show at 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.